Hello, hello, hello. Okay, it's your girl, your diva, Sasha, coming in live for another episode of Night Talks with Sasha. Okay, so, first of all, it's hot. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. It's hot. It's been hot. And, I got my air on. I don't know about you, but where I live, the AC is blasting. Yes, the AC is on. I hope that you had a great week. I hope that your week was excellent, that you are now in a safe space. And that you are relaxed and you're ready for the show. Your girl over here, my week has been, the last 2 weeks have been crazy. Crazy. Okay? Crazy. Life has been lifing. Cancer has been cancering. And the body is like, girl, what you doing? And I'm like, body, I don't know. What are you doing? And so we've just been having this tug and war. But today, I tried to take a breath. I tried to relax. I tried to release. I tried to relate. I tried to do all the things, but all the things did not work, okay? I cannot sleep. So, I have now got myself in my cup, so the air is on and your girl is hot. I have a cup of peppermint and chamomile tea, because this fine man named Justin on Facebook and TikTok, and he cute. But he be talking about all these vitamins and all this good stuff and what you can do. So he was talking about, you know, you having a hard time sleeping, you got an upset tummy, get you some peppermint tea. He mixes his with chamomile and peppermint, and it helps him to have a good night's sleep. So we're going to try that. We're going to see if that works. Okay? If not, then I don't know. But anyway, we'll worry about that when it comes. Okay? Tonight is about them there peaches, juicy peaches. So we're going to have Boss Peach. Unique. She's going to be on tonight. She's going to be telling us about this, that, and the third when it comes to them peaches. We're just going to get all the tea, okay? We're going to get it. She's going to give it to us. Also coming up in the house, baby, we have Tam. Tam. Yes, Tam is going to be on. We talked to her before a couple weeks ago. She's going to be back on, going to talk about the butterfly ball. Lady T is on. I got everybody. Did you hear me? Everybody is in here, okay? And we have a special guest. I don't know if he wants to co-host. Yes, it's a he. I hope you all put on your bra. And a little smell good, because you can't be around a man and we not smell good. There's a man in and amongst us. Yeah, so put on your bras, lift your girls up, and throw your hair back a little bit. Put on a little lip gloss, a little shine on your privacy lips. And let's welcome him to the table. Night Talks with Sasha. He wants to learn about podcasting. So, you know your girl. I'm like, the best way to learn something is to jump straight in. You either gonna sink or you gonna swim. So you better start kicking, bruh. You better start kicking. All right. So here we are. This is April, if y'all did not know. This is the month of April. I want to read you some. So in the month of April, this is poetry month. Did y'all know that? Y'all didn't know that? Y'all didn't know? Okay, well, I'm going to open up the segment. And I thought this was befitting for what we're talking about and whom we're talking about, those juicy peaches. So I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open up everything with a poem. Are you ready? You ready? Okay, here we go. Oh, that's if you're singing. Okay, let's go. The name of this poem is Homage to My Hips. Yes, yes. These hips are big hips. They need space. They need space to move around in. They don't fit into little pity places. These hips are free hips and like to be. They don't like to be. I don't know what that is. Oh my God. These are free hips. Don't like to be back. These hips have never been enslaved. They go where they want to go. They do what they want to do. These hips are mighty hips. These hips are magic hips. I have known them to put a spell on a man and spin him like a top. Whoop. So that was written by Lucille Clifton, the Black poetess. So we started that out. I think it was befitting for these juicy peaches. Yeah, I think it was. Okay, let's get it started. Let's get it started. Hello, Unique, is that you? Are you there?
I am. How are you?
How are you tonight?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get our milk. Rashid, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Hi. Well, wait, hold on. Okay, yeah, I smell good, and I got my bra on. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, I'm great. Thank you.
That's good to hear.
Well, welcome to Night Talks with Sasha. Here we are family, and here we have a good time. We tell dirty jokes. We make inappropriate comments. We are just good people, and we love each other. So welcome.
I like it. Welcome. I like it already.
All right, good. You said. All right, let's go. And now let's roll on down the line and see who else we got. Jam, is that you? That's not Jam, because Jam is not saying anything. Jam, call back in. I thought that was you, friend. Okay, let's see. Lady T, is that you?
Baby girl, stop.
No, that's not Lady T either. Okay. So we're just gonna roll on then. Hopefully they'll get the chance to call in. They're gonna be on the show tonight. So hopefully they'll get a chance to call in. Might be a little booked, a little backed up a little bit. So, Miss Unique, let's talk about it. How have you been doing? It's been a minute since we talked.
It has been a while since we talked, but I'm glad to hear that you have gotten a great suggestion for your tea so that it would possibly help you sleep, and my hope is that it really does. Because I know how it feels to not get enough sleep and then have to still put on your face for the day.
It does. One thing about it is I enjoy what I do. And so I enjoy talking to the people that I talk to. and it makes it a little bit better. So that's the good thing about that. But yes, I need to go to sleep. So let's get into it and let's talk about this ball. First of all, why are we calling it a butterfly ball? Why is it called the butterfly ball?
That's a good question. Well, the expo, it actually coincides with the Supersize Your Life Expo. And the theme for the expo is the metamorphosis. It's time for change. And it's really just about, in a caterpillar to butterflies kind of way, making sure that the attendees come and those who are prepared to just change their lives, to break out of their cocoons, or for some to go into the cocoon, to start thinking about those things that are not working for you in your life, to that things that you want to do that you haven't done, that you've let your weight or your illnesses hold you back from, to come into a place where you are deciding that this is time for you to change, that you are not going to allow life to clip your wings, and that this is the time that you are going to begin to fly. So it just made sense for me for the opener and the fundraiser to be the butterfly ball, because as much as it is about fundraising for lymphedema and lipedema research, treatment, and awareness, it's also about honoring the warriors who are afflicted with those diseases, who are fighting through all of the challenges every day and making the most of it. And so this is their night to shine, to spread their wings, to be beautiful, and to show themselves off. And it just makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does. Now that you have explained it so eloquently, it does make sense. And it is a beautiful opportunity, because I know talking to a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot, but talking to quite a few women in my lifetime after high school and college and things of that nature, a lot of ladies did not experience prom in high school. They didn't get that opportunity, or they didn't feel confident enough to take that opportunity at that time when we were in high school to dress up. This is really one of the first places that you dress up and you get to be beautiful and you get to be the princess of the ball. And there are a lot of young ladies, a lot of women that I've come in contact with that have never had that experience. And it's kind of shocking to them when I say, oh, I went to both of mine. And like, you did? You know, so I think it's also a part of that as well, because and to let everyone know that the butterfly ball is a black tie formal event. Like, you have to be dressed to the nines in your best finery in order to get in, correct?
It is. It is indeed a black tie formal gala. And I agree with you that there's a lot sector of the population who probably didn't go to prom for whatever reasons. But I think that there's also a lot of us who just are not in those circles that we are invited to formal galas every day. It doesn't mean that we are not prepared to do it. We're just not in those circles. And I know that there are some of us, like my job, previously in my career, I had a job that we had one every New Year's Eve. There was a formal gala for it. And then there was one for Christmas. But those were a couple jobs out of, a million in my lifetime. And so not everybody gets the chance to, like you said, to dress up and just to show up. And this is going to be for an amazing cause. And I like giving opportunities for us to shine. And so this is one that I will relish and revel in every year. And so it's definitely going to be the first of many.
That's a question I was just about to ask you. Was this just the beginning? Was this the first of many of these type of galas, or was it just one and done? I didn't think it was, but I wanted to ask anyway, if this was going to be a continuous thing that you're going to look to be doing.
Absolutely. You can expect it to be an annual event. In fact, we're already searching for a location for 2025. And so we're excited to get this one done, to meet, hopefully exceed our $10,000 goal, raising the funds for two wonderful organizations, Bryden Street Foundation and the Lymphatic Education and Research Network, who are doing wonderful work in the field for children and for adults. And so this is going to be a great time and a great opportunity for us to show up for them. And then next year we'll look at two other organizations.
Okay. I was going to ask that as well. Is it just going to be for lymphedema, or are you going to be looking for other organizations that you're going to be celebrating and donating to as well? And you answered that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're beating me to the punch. Slow down.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get ahead of you.
That's okay. No. No, you're fine.
I'm from Chicago. We used to steamrolling you, so you might have to show me to slow me down.
Well, you in Georgia now. You got to slow down. You got to slow down.
Uh-huh.
Too slow. I know some people from up north, they're like, it's too slow. But I digress. But yes, I wanted to know that as well. And you answered those questions, so thank you. I also wanted to talk about the lymphedema, the organizations. Can you tell us a little bit more about those organizations? I know you just said with children, and I never knew that children develop. Well, I guess they do. I never thought about it. Developing lymphedema and lipodemia at an early age, but I guess it does happen.
Yes, ma'am, it does happen, and I can absolutely talk a little bit about both organizations. Bryland's Feet Foundation was started by little Bryland's mom. Bryland's a little girl who lives in Arizona, and her mom, Brittany Williams, started the foundation. Bryland started, her feet started swelling, one foot and one leg started swelling. And initially, I believe they thought maybe that she had been bitten by something. And when they took her to the doctor and hospitals, you know, over the course of time, still trying to find out what was happening, not a lot, whole lot was known. So she had to do a lot of research on her own. She, in her research, she learned that there were several other children and parents seeking answers and resources for their children. And when they finally got them and was found out that they had lymphedema, they realized that there still wasn't a lot known about the disease for adults or children. And so she started Bryland's Feet Foundation. It's spelled F-E-A-T. And I think it's just a great analogy for it, because even though it's affecting their feet, there were so many hurdles that they had to climb just to get the resources, the treatment, the wraps that were available. They were so expensive that the insurance that she had wasn't paying for it, and she was supposed to have had one of the best plans. And so there were parents who, you know, what about those who don't have the best plans of insurance? If hers didn't pay for it, what were they doing? And so we're thankful that to her that she cared enough about all the children to start the foundation, and they have been doing amazing work. And we want to add to that.
Oh, awesome.
The Lymphatic Education and Research Network, they support all lymphatic disorders. So that would be lymphedema, and lymphatic anomalies. And what they do is to provide resources. They can connect you to services for massages, for treatment, for doctors, for surgery. They were very instrumental in passing the Lymphedema Treatment Act that just passed this January. that says that the compressions that are needed, that are essential for those who have lipedema and lymphedema especially, will be paid for by Medicare. That was a huge feat because if, I know Katrina was here a few weeks ago. I know that Jan was here. And they, I'm certain, talked about the fact that they, their insurance wouldn't pay for compressions. Compressions are essential because of the swelling. And so for most insurance companies, they follow the lead of Medicare. If Medicare pays for it, then they pay for it. So to get Medicare to pay for it now is going to provide hope to so many more patients who had probably lost hope because of that. They were struggling every day, not being able to afford these reps. And I probably don't have to tell you that for those of us who are supersized, living in much larger bodies, these reps are very hard to come from in our sizes or the knee braces. So to get the reps is the only resource that we truly have, and then to not have them available or paid for because your insurance wasn't paid for really leaves you in an adverse situation. So we are committed to helping the Lymphatic Education and Research Network as well, and I'm proud to be working with both of those organizations because they are doing amazing work and they deserve our support.
They do. And speaking of the lymphatic lymphedema and cancer, usually, not, it doesn't happen all the time, but I, now that I am in that world of breast cancer, I have seen some people that have had their, had a mastectomy and have had their lymph nodes removed from their arm. There's one lady that I remember running into in treatment, and she had to have her lymph nodes removed from her armpit all the way down to the bend of her arm. And because of that, she then developed lymphedema. I always say the demia wrong. I'm sorry. Lymphedema. And her insurance wouldn't pay for the wrap. As you can expect, or maybe, I don't know, but cancer is a very expensive disease to have as well. There are things that insurance does not cover. It will cover for a little while and then it's not covered. So I get it about the wraps. But thankfully, you know, with cancer, a lot of things that we need, mastectomy bras and things of that nature are covered. But then there are a lot of organizations around that are willing to do things for people of no charge. But yeah, it is a good thing. But you don't find it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the kindness of people is what gets you through those really hard and rough days sometimes. That's all that you can get. But yeah, I wanted to share that as well because I have seen how some women, after having a mastectomy, are now developing Yes, cancer related. Thank you. Yes, they have. And it's painful. I can just imagine it on someone's legs, but to see it on their arm and it makes that arm, that whole side, unable to move or do anything, you know, and the swelling, it's so painful. And the only thing that you can do is wrap it. And then those wraps are not affordable, or you can't get them because your insurance don't want to pay for them. I it just is kind of, it makes you a little upset. You know, it really does. It makes you a little upset. But when we get these opportunities to have these moments where these positive things happen, you have to take it in stride and be like, okay, maybe we're coming around and going in the right direction. That's where I try to look at it now. That's where I try to look at it. Because I used to get very, I used to get a little pissed about it.
I think it's okay to be pissed. I actually think it's effective if that's going to fuel your desires for change. And
yes,
if that is, and if you're going to step up and commit to change, join an organization that is working for change, or even start your own, then being upset is a good thing. Because if it's
yes,
going to provoke change, change is what we need. And we've got to be
absolutely
able to be willing to work for it, or to help those who are working for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing that I feel about change, and it can't just be linear. It can't, you can't just go into a situation and look at it from your point of view or just about yourself. Sometimes you do go into it for that, but then after, I can say for me, I went into a situation with cancer, and I was just, first it was just about me getting what I needed. And after a while, I stopped and realized it's not just about me, you know? It's about other people that don't have a voice or don't have the ability to speak up and say, hey, I need help. And sometimes you, the strong of us have to stand up for the smaller or the weaker of us. Just wanted to say that, experience that, yeah. I went through a couple of things.
At some
this
point, but I don't, I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. I was just going to say, I don't think.
No, no, go ahead.
Need to apologize for looking out for you in a moment when you needed the help. You needed the care and the resources. And so going in looking for you was the right thing to do. And then after you got what mm-hmm. you need, then maybe you can't pour into somebody else. But you always got to mm-hmm. nurture the nurturer first.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's what I did. And it was, you know, because I've just went through a few things with some medications. And I thought about, you know, I wonder how many other people are going through these same instances with their insurance. And so it was kind of one of those moments where I was like, okay, let me say something just for everyone and not just about myself. But yes, absolutely, you have to look and take care of home first. Absolutely. I wanted to ask about, I know that you have Katrina and Jam came on the show, and they were really excited about hosting the ball. And I'm hoping that Jam is on here tonight so that
yeah,
she
I'm
can
really
talk about it.
About them hosting, co-hosting as well.
Yeah.
I really lucked out with the two of them. They are amazing women.
They are.
And Born Different showcased each of them. It's the way that
mm-hmm.
I met Jamila was from Born Different, and their expose on her. Well, I don't know if expose is the right word, but them showcasing her when she had the 150-pound tumor on her leg, having been bed bound
mm-hmm.
for 5 years, and her mother also having lymphedema, and being able to just fight her way back through it. Jam, it proved that she had remarkable strength and courage and
yes.
determination to come back from that. And just her spirit today, we have seen her skateboarding. Yes. We have seen her just do so many things that I'm certain none of the doctors thought that she would. And so I'm so excited to have her and to have her represented and be the face in front of this butterfly ball for all of those who are standing, sitting down and thinking that they can't get back up, to see where she came from. And equally so, Katrina, who is a dear friend as well. And I have seen Katrina come back. I saw her, you know, just beginning to deal with lymphedema and lipo. I think hers is called lipolymphedema. So it's having both of it and the surgeries and still not being able to be in full control of her limbs and fighting back the pain every day. And we have been in places and times where we were going to help to mentor and lift somebody else's spirit up, to only see Katrina rubbing her legs down and shaking them, but still speaking life into somebody else. And so I've seen the blessings come forth through her, through both of them, and I am so excited that they agreed to indulge me in this as we walk through just planning everything, putting it all together, and just on hope. I didn't have a dime when I started, and I said, we're going to do this, and I got to rent a $5,000 room for the venue, or at least have $5,000 worth of food and beverage. And then it was $10,000 and a $20,000 venue, but they stuck with me. They told everybody, they reached out, they, you know, grabbed their family and gathered them all together. And they said to me every step of the way, we got to do this because so many of us are hurting. So many of us are struggling. We need to be able to raise this money. So I've got the best two faces with me, standing with me for this. And I am so grateful to each of them for their willingness, for their determination, and for their continued support and just commitment to making sure that we raise this $10,000 and that we not only raise the money, but that we raise awareness of lymphedema and lipedema, and that we get the resources together in one room for all of the warriors who are asking the questions and not getting the answers. Those are the things that are we prioritize, is to make sure that we are going to have answers for them when they show up to the expo, and that they can have an amazing night at the Butterfly Ball.
Absolutely. I think Jam is on. Let me, hello, Jam, is that you? Hello? Let's try another one. I know she sent me a message saying that she was on, and I was trying to see. Hello, Jam, is that you?
Hey, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay, hey. I got you. All right, finally. It's so many callers on here tonight, so it was kind of hard to try to figure out where you were.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I switched to my microphone, so I wanted to make sure you could still hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you great. So we were talking about you and Katrina hosting the Butterfly Ball, and I know that some people were on the last time, but give us a little insight onto you, your story, and how it feels to be hosting and what this means to you.
Honestly, hosting this first annual Butterfly Ball is a tremendous honor. I am greatly humbled to even be asked to host, and I'm blessed that Unique has put in so much effort to put this together for the Lymphies and Lipedema Warriors, that we have a place to go be noticed, celebrate, and get the help that we need for bandages and things of that nature. So to me, it is one of the greatest honors of my lifetime to say that I am a co-host of the first annual, not the last, but the first one, Butterfly Ball.
Exactly.
And
that's wonderful.
As for my story, when you were earlier talking about children having lymphedema, I am mm-hmm. actually one of those children. I was born with lymphedema. Mine just really? Did not reveal itself until after puberty. I was 18 when my legs began to swell. But I technically am a child that was born with lymphedema. So it does happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for telling me that. Because I don't know why I did not think. I guess it's because most of people that I have, honestly, that I've seen with lymphedema have been adults. And it was an adult onset. And I've never really seen a lot or encountered a lot of people that it started as a child or after puberty or anything like that. It was like it was an adult onset, so it never really crossed my mind that you could be a child. I don't know why. It never really did. I'm sorry. It just never really crossed my mind about that.
Where it doesn't ever affect children, and that's what we would like to see. But I think every disease would say we don't want it to affect children. And for most of us who are adults, I think most adults would say they would rather have it than the children have it. And so that's why we continue to make sure that we are pouring into these organizations and that we pour into places like LEARN, the Lymphatic Education and Research Network, so that they are doing the research, so that they can find out what's causing it, and that we can work towards a cure for it. And I think that that's one thing that's missing, is that we talk about things that are debilitating and deadly, like cancer and diabetes and things like that, about finding a cure for them. But lymphedema is painful. It is debilitating. And there are so many people who at this point are dying from it, because they are not getting the care or the cures for it. And so we want to see a cure for that too, and we also want to see it start with the children.
Absolutely.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
It's your show.
It's your show.
Well, I know. No, I want to ask this question.
It's your show, yeah.
I want to ask this question. Do you think that lymphedema has not hit the forefront like other diseases because people have the assumption that it mainly affects fat people?
Absolutely. If you don't mind me jumping in and answering the question.
No, first, absolutely. Go ahead.
Unique had mentioned, I had the pleasure in being in four different videos done by Truly, and in the second one, that was one of the main points that when I was talking to the director team and the editing team that I wanted to make sure got driven home is that lymphedema is not an obese or fat person disease. It's something that can happen to someone who is extremely healthy. Like I have a friend named Cam who does CrossFit and things like that, and he was born with lymphedema. And it has affected him. He's an extremely healthy body. There's another person I know who's a fitness trainer, and he has an extremely healthy body and has lymphedema. But I think because of certain shows, specifically My 600-Pound Life, that is one of the main places you first get introduced to lymphedema, because it does happen to overweight people quite often, because the fat like pushes down on the lymph nodes and cuts off the circulation. So it happens quite often to obese people, but it is not an obese exclusive disease. It can happen if you had a car accident. I had a friend who fell, crushed her lymph nodes, and is bedbound. It can happen from surgery. It can happen from cancer. There are many different ways that you can get lymphedema. It can happen to anybody at any time from any accident.
Exactly. Yeah, I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, you look at a lot of when you look at cancer, it's everywhere. Everyone is, you know, hate cancer, or, you know, it's always something about fighting for cancer. But it seems like when it's something to deal with obesity, or what people perceive to be an obese type disease, or they only see it, then there's really not this push for it to find that cure, to find or fund the support or the care that people need for it. I had a friend that he had an accident. He worked at as a mechanic, and a piece of equipment fell on his foot. And from that injury of his foot, he developed lymphedema. And this poor man had not worn a shoe for 12, almost 15 years. And because he couldn't get around, he was healthy. He was very healthy. He was very active. But because he couldn't get around, because he couldn't do things like he used to, he wound up gaining a significant amount of weight. And then it was, well, it's your weight. It's caused by your weight. Your weight is making the situation worse. And so he wound up having gastric bypass. Now, when I say that, you know, he wasn't a very slim person, but he was active and his weight was manageable. But after his accident, you know, it wasn't. And he had the gastric bypass. And after having gastric bypass, this situation, it remedied itself, of course, but then it came back. And he said to the doctors, well, I lost the weight. So are you going to say that still is because of the weight? Or are you going to try to actually find out what's wrong with me? You know, so it just blows my mind sometimes.
You go ahead.
It's okay. I was just going to say that I don't know that I think that there is the reason why lymphedema or lymphedema is not as well known or attended to is because it's confused or considered obesity. Because in my experience, I think for most of us, we live in a point in time. And the point in time in our lives right now is that we are heavily involved with the what is called the fat community. And so in the fat community, BBWs, SSBBWs, we see a lot of lymphedema or lipedema. However, prior to this, the instances I saw were all on people who were not fat. They were not considered obese. They had what we were told was elephantitis, so they had one leg that was huge. And I think a lot of people have seen someone who looked like that, who had one leg that was huge or one arm that was huge, and they had elephantitis or lymphedema, and we just didn't know the name. So there are a lot of diseases that I think that are not given priority because they are prioritizing the ones that are apparently or are said to be doing the most damage. There is a physician from Stanford. He runs the lymphedema clinic in Stanford, and he said that he believes in one of his live seminars on it's now on YouTube, that he believes that there are probably 20 million people who have some form of lipedema or lymphedema that goes undiagnosed. Recently, I saw that there was a class that they are now doing in the medical schools that talks specifically about lymphedema and lipedema that hasn't been taught before. And so that is new. And now because the new physicians are going to come in with that knowledge, we are going to see a lot more cases arise because doctors now will know how to identify it and begin to, you know, pinpoint or lead those patients to the treatment. But I also think that sometimes we overthink things instead of trying to work towards the causes or the treatment. We figure out why they didn't do. At a point, we got to let go the whys and let's get to the how-tos. How do we make a difference so that it is more widely known, and how do we commit others to it?
Absolutely. Point taken. Point well taken. That's true. That is very true. Jim, what were you about to say?
Listening to Unique, I think the truth lies somewhere in between, because I definitely seen both sides of the token. Like I said, healthy people with lymphedema, and then obese people with lymphedema that, you know, sometimes it goes missed. And I mean, really, science is a mystery and magic all rolled up into one. And they're constantly making new discoveries, and that's the exciting part of it, that more people get diagnosed and get the help that they need, which adds for more voices and more awareness. And that's why something like the butterfly ball is so important, because it's awareness and benefiting those who are already aware that they have it.
Exactly.
And I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. Yeah, it's a very exciting time. So let me ask about, I know you were saying, Unique, that the butterfly ball is going to lead off into the Supersize Your Life Expo. So what can someone that's coming to the expo, what can they expect differently, should I ask, than, I know, other than this being an expo for supersized people by a supersized people, but what else are we to expect from this expo taking place?
Well, I don't want you to walk over that point, because that point is a very significant point. That it is an expo for the supersized community by a supersized woman. That's not happened before, and I hope that it will give comfort to all those who are living in these larger bodies, who are debating at all times whether or not to go to any event, because they don't know if the seating is going to be able to accommodate them, because we don't know how far the walk is going to be. Am I going to be comfortable when I'm there? Am I going to be the biggest person there? Will everybody be staring at me when I come in? So what you can expect that you will be amongst family, that we will all look like you, that nobody will be staring at you, that you will not be sticking out like a sore thumb, and that everything that you think about when you're going out is what I think about, and it is what I have spent the last year curating to make sure that everybody feels comfortable, that everybody feels included. You can expect that everyone that is there is also going to be of the same mindset, and that we are going to be working to make sure that when you leave, you feel transformed, that you took the effort to come, and that when you leave, it was everything that you needed it to be. You can expect all of the workshops to be empowering. You can expect to have your voice heard at our town hall that's sponsored by Big Fig Mattress. You can expect to be able to ask questions, to get your questions answered. You can expect clothing and shopping that's going to be in your size, that when you get there, it's not going to be all of the smaller size and nothing for you. You can expect clothing that's going to go up to size 40, 42, 44. You can expect to be able to sit to get your feet done and to have a chair that's going to accommodate you. You can expect that we have done everything to make sure that not only you feel included, but that you feel that this was made for you. Mm-hmm. And you can expect me to listen to all your concerns. If you leave there and you feel like I missed a step, let me know, because I will assure you that the next time I won't.
Okay. That sounds awesome. let me ask this. So with other expos, you know, sometimes it takes a while to get in and you have to stand in line. Will that be something that happens with this expo, or will it be a faster moving process? How will that process go, especially for those of us that have issues with standing for long periods of time and things of that nature?
Thank you for asking that. So that's an excellent question. We have, we are utilizing a 2-point system for entry. So the tickets that you purchase will have just a barcode scan on it so that we can just scan and walk. You're not going to have to sign in, look for your name, look for this. We have a team of volunteers. I am thrilled to have my family that will be joining us here. They're coming from Chicago, Nevada, also Mississippi and New York. So my family will be here assisting, and my coworkers will be coming from several different states. We have a team of Peach Pals, teens and tweens who are going to be assisting with the sign-up and signing or just the entry. And so we are going to make it as easy as possible. We still do have benches at the entry for anybody who just needs to take a seat, whether it's just take a seat because you need it or if there has been a small line. But there will be ample reservation assistance to scan you in as you go so that you can get in and just get right to the booths and to the workshops.
Okay. What about for those that may need assistance such as a wheelchair or scooters, or will that be there, or you have to bring
Absolutely.
Your own?
So right now we have 50 scooters that will be available. We're working to get 100 scooters. And then we'll look and see what the ticket sales are looking at as we get closer to the end of May so that we can make a determination if we're going to be adding any more. But at this point, we have 50 scooters available for each day for rent at very low prices so that it makes it economical and affordable for you to come and to enjoy yourself. And for all of those who are already in wheelchairs or chairs with wheels, they will have immediate access and entrance.
Okay. How can you get tickets to the expo, and how do you get tickets for the ball?
Both of them, thank you for asking, can be purchased at our website. It's SSYL, so it's like Supersize Your Life, SSYLExpo.com. Tickets are available there for all of the events. And the good thing is that they can also be purchased with Afterpay and Affirm, where you can spread your payments out over 12 months, making it affordable, not only for you, but for you to gift a ticket to a friend as well.
Okay. Cool.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I'm super excited.
When are
you
going to
go shopping at the expo?
That's going to be awesome. So the Supersize Expo is going to be 2 days. What dates are those? Are those days? When is that going?
Oh, it's Saturday. I'm sorry, I didn't want to talk over you. It's Saturday.
No, you're good.
And Sunday, June 30th. Both days are from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Okay. And the ball is going to be that Thursday. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. The ball is Thursday, June 27th. The cocktail hour starts
All right.
at 6:30 p.m. and dinner is at 8 p.m.
Okay. This is exciting. So what else is coming up for that you can talk about for Juicy Peaches? Because, you know, we is outside all 24.
It is hot. It's
what else?
We didn't have.
Yes.
Also, I've been primarily working on these two events. They are of major importance to me. So I haven't put a whole lot into our entire year. We are going to do some small group things. May, of course, is our anniversary that we've always went to Vibes to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. I think we're going to do it a little different. We didn't do the drive-in last year. I think we're going to do that for Memorial Day weekend this year, and we may do something for Cinco de Mayo. But, of course, in October, we are heading to Vegas for our Pink and Pretty Vegas vacation. And that is, of course, equally as important to me. That one is for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's also about us being able to begin to talk about self-advocating in the healthcare community, being able to stand up and say, I deserve to have the compassionate, same compassionate treatment that everybody else has, that we are not going to use my size as an excuse for me not getting the treatment that I deserve. And so that weekend, in conjunction with Plus Size Appreciation Day, is going to be an amazing weekend. It will be sisterhood and empowerment, but some exhilarating workshops and fashion show, all in the, you know, the city of lights. And so we're going to have a great time that weekend. That's coming up in October at our booth at the expo. My kids, my girls will be manning our Juicy Peaches booth, and then we'll have everything about that weekend and about some vacations that are upcoming. We will also be announcing the three locations where we will be hosting the Supersize Your Life Expo in 2025, and they'll have that information there at that time.
Okay, exciting. We're traveling. Yes, that's awesome. Well, Dan, do you want to add anything else about the expo or the ball?
Yeah, I'd love to. Can you hear me so?
Okay. Yes, hear you perfectly.
Hear awesome. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, just a little nervous from earlier.
Okay.
I'm super excited that I will be at the expo at least one day. And now after listening in even more detail to what's going to be there, Miss Unique, I'm already going to have to let the hubby know your girl's going to need a bag to go shopping.
No,
it's so hard to find clothes that fit my style and my aesthetic and my size. So the fact that you brought so much of it to one place gets me pumped to spend some money to look cute.
Absolutely.
And to be around other bodies and other bright personalities like myself, where I can feel beautiful and confident and encourage others to feel the same. As for the ball, your girl doesn't always get dressed up for people, and I am excited to get dressed up for this. My sister helped me pick out my hair. And I'm going to do my best. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the beautiful people that are going to be there, supporting one of each other, lifting each other up, looking beautiful, having a great time, eating some good food. I hope whoever's listening will get your ticket. It's affordable. You can split up the pay. Even I can do that. And my budget is tight. My pennies don't pinch. They scream for mercy. So if I can do it, I know y'all can do it, and I encourage everyone to get out there, get out of your house, get around some new friends, and let's have a great time together. And I just want to say thank you so much, Unique, for putting these events together for all of our
Absolutely.
Communities, the lymphedema community, the plus size community, breast cancer community, all the exciting things you have going on. You work so hard, and I always want to give you your flowers whenever I talk to you. Thank you so much for being in my life and for doing this for all of us. We love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much for that. And I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It is indeed a labor of love. There's nothing else that I would rather be doing at this point in my life.
I'm excited to walk alongside you and help any way I can. I always will.
Yes.
You just call me. You
Thank
know how
you
to
so
get
much. Me. I do. Thank you so much. I appreciate your commitment.
Absolutely. As long as I have a place where you can come on and promote it and talk about it, you are welcome to do that. Whatever I can do to help, absolutely, I will do. Because I love doing it, and I love to see the people that I'm coming in contact with and through you, Unique, because you are a beautiful spirit. And a beautiful person. And it's amazing how many people that are around you and that surround you, how good they are and how good they make you feel. Because of you, I now have some really wonderful friends around me that care for me. And
that makes my heart smile. Thank you so much. I hope that you will always be surrounded with that same level of love and support, and that you will be able to share it and have your rays shine on each other.
Yes, absolutely. It feels good. And it's a love that you know that is genuine, and it's not it's not something that's fake or fabricated at all. So that's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate it. Even though she couldn't get in, my sis couldn't get in. Thank you, T-Bird. I love you. Thank you, Jam. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you
for having me
really,
on.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Do you have any questions before we go?
Yeah. I didn't even get to make one dirty joke yet.
I was waiting for
him. Well.
I know. I
come on, with the dirty joke. Tell it. We love dirty jokes. Yeah, you back there in the... He's lurking.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I forgot all about me already.
Curfew. Just so quiet. I forgot.
No, we didn't forget about you. I told you I was from Chicago. You got to get in where you fit in. Now, we'll steamroll all over you.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you know, I got that tip, so I don't always fit, but I'll make my own room. I will make my own room.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely. And I bring my own chair. So. Got my baby. I don't need your chip. I got my own chip.
Oh, wow.
So, Nick, we always have to do it every time you come on here. Hold on. She says I have her on mute. I got you on mute, sis. Sis, is that you? Lady T, is that you?
You muted me.
Dang, you muted me. I did not.
It's okay. No, you were looking for Jam, so you muted me. I didn't have anything to say at that time. I do have a question, though, for Unique.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you.
Good. So the Supersize Your Life Expo, I heard you say that next year is going to be in different cities. Will it be at different times? Will you be in those locations, or will you have other Juicy Peaches in those locations to start it, or how will that work, or can you give me that information right now?
So I can give you some information, absolutely. It will be at different times, so there will be three different months that we'll be having them, and I will be at all locations for each one of them. So my goal would be to not be working full-time 60-hour weeks like I currently work, so that I can devote more time to being able to get the expo out. And I guess if you think about it, you would probably think like Women's Expo, things like that, that are in different cities at different times. It would be that kind of thing.
Yes, that's exactly what crossed my mind. I also want to say, thank you for having an expo for us. Like, that is, whenever I'm telling someone about it, they're like, one of the main things that come up is something that you've covered, and it's, will there be enough seating for me? Will there be chairs that I can fit? And it's those questions that you answered tonight, and I just want to say thank you for having an expo and thinking of the things that we think about when we get ready to go out and things like that. I definitely appreciate it. You may have covered this because I had a little bit of issue getting in, but I just wanted to ask what caused you, or what gave you the idea to have this expo? What? how did this expo pop up for you?
That's a good question. Thank you for that. I wonder if there was this one thing. I don't think so. I think it was just the culmination of everything that I have been praying for in my life, just to make sure that I am feeling included in the places that I'm going. And it's also the reason why I started UC Peaches, is to make sure that everybody else could get off the sidelines of their lives. And I talked about my mom a lot, just not going out, not just, you know, having a five-mile radius, basically, that she went to after work, and just kind of the grocery store she went to, and us not having the memories of being out with our mom and going to places and celebrations. It was all generally done in our homes. And so I wanted everybody to be able to enjoy their children, to make memories with their children, to be able to vacation with them, but also to feel comfortable about just living life, doing the essential, the doctor's appointments. Everybody should be okay to go out and have something for dinner. How many times you hear everybody, we went to dinner here, and for so many of us, we weren't going out to dinner. We weren't going to the movies. We weren't going to concerts because we didn't know how to navigate them. We knew the seats weren't going to work. We didn't want the jokes. And I wanted to make sure that we had those things in one place so that I can present it to you on a large scale and to begin to get you to think about really living life abundantly. And I know that I talk about it. It's been our theme, our tagline since I started Juicy Peaches in 2019. But for me, it's not just words. Rarely for me is anything just words. I've been accustomed to my whole life of saying what I mean. And so when I mean living life abundantly, or when I say it, I absolutely mean it. And what I've seen over the years is no matter how hard I work to provide events and to make sure that they are accessible and that I show where the clothes can be purchased, I see so many people still sitting out. For every time that we are live on Facebook or live in the group, there are 10 people DMing me saying, what time are y'all coming on? Where you get that outfit from? I think I'm going to come next time, and they're not going. There are 50 people who say they're going to Jamaica, and 10 people have started to pay. There are 25 people who say, I'm going to be there this time, and 9 people show up. And so it's not because there's no money. For some, there may be some financial, but most of it is trepidation. It's still not believing that I'm going to be that, or it's believing that it might be working for them, but I'm going to be the one person to get there and the seat fall in on me. And I wanted to make sure that I can present that in a place that we are all there together, that we can all feel good about being there with each other, that we can share our experiences so that when they're coming home, when everybody's leaving, you walk away not only with the events of the day and the fun, but those shared experiences that I'm not alone and that I can do this. I made my way down to Atlanta from North Carolina or from Alabama or from Tennessee. We drove the 3 hours, and we got there, and we had a jam good time. And now I know that I can go out to my daughter's graduation because I was able to do that. That's what means everything to me, and that's the reason why that Supersize Your Life Expo is going to happen.
That's awesome. Girl, you got me about to cry. Because I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to hush because I can talk forever. But I've been a part of Juicy Peaches for 2 years now, and Unique has helped me through some personal things. But by the group itself has really helped me. And to the point of, in my opinion, I feel like sometimes as plus-size individuals, we live life the way society says we should live. And I think we should live life the way we want to live. So now I take my chair with me. So if you don't have a chair for me, I have a chair for myself. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for my daughter. I'm going to be there for my family. It's just that if you can't accommodate me, don't worry about it. I got me because I deserve to be here just as much as you do. And if you don't believe anything else, this woman right here is a woman of her word. So I'm telling you, please come to the expo because I definitely believe everything she has ever said to me, advice, or anything like that she's given me has been 110% true, and she has kept her word on everything, and I cannot wait for the expo. So like I said, I'm going to stop talking because I can talk forever, but thank you for answering that question for me.
Absolutely, and thank you for your transparency and for allowing me to be a part of your life. But it just know that you came already in your cocoon. You had already decided that you wanted to change and you wanted to do something. I remember your first event. It was the Memorial Day annual event where you came and you showed up. But you had told me so many times before, I'm ready to live. And so I thank you for breaking out of your cocoon and being ready to fly.
Absolutely. I'm telling y'all, this expo, we're going to have fun. Trust me, we're going to have fun. A lot of fun.
We definitely are.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great time for those that are in Juicy Peaches and they haven't come out. This will be a great opportunity if you're worried about coming out. I don't know anybody. I don't know them. They all seem nice. I would like to bring my friend or my cousin them. You can. And you can meet us and we can link up and you can see that what you see and read online in the videos and everything, it is true. We are all genuine people and we are being led by a wonderful, genuine, beautiful human being. And you should come out and at least meet her. I have yet to meet you face to face, but yeah, I'm not gonna say anything else because I feel my anyway.
It's coming. It's
I just
coming.
Need to give you a hug.
I'll be there.
I need
I'm
to give you a hug.
I'll be there.
Yeah,
and,
I need to give
the piggyback,
you.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, and I can actually attest to that because even as a guy, actually, I've been in Juicy Peaches for about a minute now. I remember the first event that I actually went to. It's been that long, but everybody, I was worried too, as a guy who doesn't really get out that much, and they welcomed me with open arms, and I was just surprised. I mean, not really surprised, but just kind of taken aback by actually not really being used to that. So I can actually attest to that as well as a guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you felt welcome. You said you were in Juicy Peaches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm
the face. Did I miss his name? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's your name?
You make it to me. It's the face.
Shad, hey, son.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's me.
Okay, now I'm caught up. Thank you very much.
I was a little bit confused.
I know everybody in Juicy Peaches, so I was confused as to why I didn't know who you were. But I didn't hear your name. I thought for some reason I thought you said his name was Hennessy or Hennessy. I don't know. But I apologize. But, yeah, I do remember your first time coming to an event, too. And I'm glad that you did feel welcome with open arms. That's the way that I want everybody to always feel, is to be welcome and included. And it's why that we don't have a whole lot of foolishness going on, because I do want everybody to feel at home.
Well, may I just go ahead and say the Butterfly Ball is going to be my very first Juicy Peach event. I've been at Juicy Peaches since 2019, since the early days.
That's
just
right.
Not that long after you started it. And I have yet to have gone to an event, and I'm excited about this being my first event, and I am also excited to get the juiciest of squeezes from our Juicy Queen.
You will definitely get it, absolutely. And absolutely. And what an event to come to for your first event. I think everybody remembers their first event and hopefully has pleasant memories for it. But what an event to come to be your first event. This is going to be an amazing time for you, and I'm so happy for you.
I'm excited. This is going to be great. Well, I wanted to ask, we were talking about some things in the group. We were talking, it was a discussion about banning of words. And I wanted that discussion to come out in the open, in the public a little bit. Not all of it has to, but I feel like it would be good for everyone to hear everyone's different opinions and take on it. So in the group, we were talking about banning the word morbidly obese, right?
Oops. I missed that discussion, and I used that word. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
Banning?
No.
Morbidly obese.
Mm-hmm.
I think the meme, it was about banning the word obese and not morbidly obese. And it is
just
a movement by some in the community to get doctors or I don't know if they're trying to get the medical community to change it, but they don't want others to use it because of the effect that it has and the way that it's been treated or weaponized against us. And so there is a movement to sort of ban the word or to stop the usage of it.
But what would you use a replacement of it, though?
I mean,
because you have to use something to describe the size and the weight. The being overweight does come with complications and some issues. So what would you use instead of saying obese? What could someone use that would not be offensive or derogatory or a hindrance in the health community?
I think it's, for me, I just think it's too complex to just say to stop using the word because the medical community isn't going to stop using it. And I think that the real work needs to be to get the medical community to rethink it and to reevaluate it in a way that makes it consistent overall. For all, my understanding is the way the word of choice, it would be fat instead of obese. But I don't think that that's going to be effective, again, because just like obesity has been harmful, the word fat has been harmful and weaponized against us as well. And so some people are never going to embrace that word. But again, I also believe that it's not so much the word, it's the treatment behind it that is causing the issue. And if there's still going to be maltreatment, then it doesn't matter what word you use if you're going to still mistreat people.
I 100% agree with you on that one.
I just looked up on the Daily Mail's website in the UK. It's an article. This is the first time I've ever heard of it because I never heard of them trying to ban the word morbidly obese or was it just morbidly obese
obese. It was morbidly.
It was morbidly, obese.
I can't stand that one, but it's obese or obesity.
Oh, okay. But it says, and it's a tagline right here, says saying that woke researchers call for the term morbidly, in quotations, obese to be banned because it's offensive and it does. And don't call unsuccessful diets failures.
Oh,
I mean, my question would be, what would you, as one of you mentioned before, what would be used in place of that? What can you use in the place of that?
Well, they want to use fat in place of it, but I think in terms of obesity, obesity is based on the body mass index, the BMI, and not all quote-unquote fat people are obese. Well, obese people are fat, if that's the way, because I think one of the teachers mentioned that a 10-year-old who is not, you know, really overweight was said to be obese because of her BMI. And we see that in all kinds of people. So, again, I think it's going to be just a matter of the way people are treated. It's not something I'm looking to get behind, but
man,
I'll watch it play out.
That body mass index and I have beef we've got a whole taco pack of beef. I'm pursuing weight loss surgery because it affects me getting another surgery that will help with my lymphedema. So I have to get weight loss surgery. There's not an option for me. So I've done the work. I've done the testing. I just did my sleep study last night. And I've hit the weight loss goal that my surgeon asked for. I lost the 70 pounds. I did everything. Then I had to get a new surgeon because the surgeon that I had left the state, changed practices. So I have this new surgeon who strictly goes by the body mass index. Now, despite me having lymphedema and my body mass index being spread out to my lower body, my thighs, my buttocks, things like that, not my stomach, he is asking me to lose another 70 pounds so that it fits the body mass index. Not only that, but the body mass index does not fully work when it comes to ethnic bodies, Hispanic bodies, because their body mass is spread differently than European bodies and things like that. Exactly. So the body mass index has a lot of holes and a lot of flaws. And now I have my dietitian. She's trying to help me find another surgeon who will work with someone that has lymphedema that does not just work with the body mass index. So she agrees that I've done my work. I did everything asked of me. And now for a new surgeon to come along and say, no, your BMI doesn't work, even though you have lymphedema. I'm sorry.
Try this surgeon, bariatric surgeon in Marietta. His name is Pierre. I think it's John Pierre. But he is a bariatric weight loss surgeon in Marietta. And he's really good. He's a really good surgeon. A lot of people, my best friend is in the process of having weight loss surgery as well. She has pulmonary hypertension. And she's in CHF, and so she needs to have weight loss surgery. And she's doing everything, taking the classes. When we get offline, when we get off the show, I will send him his name and his information to you, Jam. He was recommended to me. Yeah, he was recommended to me back in 2021. I had lost weight as well to have weight loss surgery because I was trying to get pregnant before my 45th birthday. And but I had cancer diagnosis instead. So but he's a really good doctor.
Reminds me, I appreciate this discussion, but this reminds me that you asked me what others can expect. You can expect that there will be no weight loss talk at the expo. It is completely prohibited.
Nice.
Get ready. Nice. For it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It gave me chills.
No diet, no weight loss. It's all about living life today, and I recognize that everybody is on a journey for whatever reason. Some people are on a journey for weight loss, some just to live healthier, some just to get out and enjoy each day, some just to wake up today, tomorrow. And so I want everybody to feel comfortable in their journey. But the one thing that has been a part of all of our lives, for all of our lives, is that we've got to lose weight. This is how you lose weight. Push away from the table. You can do without.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is going to be about just living, just enjoying your life. So we won't be talking about diet or weight loss anywhere.
I will plan my calorie break accordingly. Exactly. You got me,
exactly.
Girl, you got me too excited for that. You got me too excited for that.
No keto, no carbs, no counting macros, mm-hmm. none
no,
of that.
No counting anything.
In my 32 years of life, I have never had that, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and I don't think most of us have ever had it. But this is the time that it's just going to be about enjoying your time with everyone else. Now, you can eat what you want or don't eat what you don't want to eat. That's your business, but we won't be discussing it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think we need more safe spaces like that where diet culture is not at the helm of the conversation. Because everyone's like you said, their why is different. And sometimes you need to be in a space where you just don't have to talk about it. And my friend and I, we make a point, okay, I'm going to talk about this right now. We often say spoons. We equate it, do you have the spoons today? And so if we have the spoons to talk about certain topics, we will say, okay, I have a spoon to talk about that today. And we have that conversation. She and I have that conversation. And then we quickly move away from it so that we're not stuck in that space where our whole time with each other is about, well, I was dieting today and I didn't do good on my diet. I ate this, I ate that, or we create a safe space for each other where we don't have to do that, where we don't do that to each other. So, yeah, that is great. It's a great place to be. So y'all use your spoons. If you don't have the spoons to talk about something for that day, just tell them, like, I'm sorry. I don't have the spoons. I don't have enough spoons to handle that conversation for today. I may have those spoons to talk about that next week or in a couple of days, but just not today. And it gives you a way, if you have a hard time saying no, especially to those people that you truly love and that you want to be there for, and you don't want to talk about things, it gives you another way of saying, I just don't have the spoons for that today. Mm-hmm. If, you know, so can we just table this for another day? And it really helps, and it's very helpful, and it really works if you use it. So just my little tidbits for today.
I just got turned on to using spoons and another chronic illness community that I'm in. They just turned me on to using spoons, and it really has been a game changer, especially since I am the type of personality, especially if you ask me for help with something, I have the hardest time saying no. If you want to tell me something or need to talk to me, I have the hardest time saying no because I always want to help and be there for people. It's how I'm hardwired. So now I'm working on using spoons, and I'm glad you brought that into your show to share with more people, because I think more people could use some spoons and finding those boundaries and balances in life.
Exactly. We have a question. Hold on. Hello, caller. You got a question?
Hello. Is this me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you have a question?
Oh, well, more of a comment. I'm Evelyn, and I'm calling in. It's been a great show. Wanted to say was my mother, she was, just rushed to the hospital earlier this week, and she was diagnosed with edema. So this is, we've been in emergency mode because, she's usually the healthy one, and we lean on her. So now she's going through it, because she was had, you know, she had the swollen legs and swollen hands, and couldn't figure out why. And so she went to the hospital by ambulance, and she was diagnosed with it. So we're doing a lot, learning a lot, and
yeah.
I definitely appreciate Unique and everything, what she's doing as far as, because she talked to me too about edema.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new chapter for me and my family,
yeah,
as far as, because
mm-hmm,
like I said, my mother is the matriarch of the family. I mean, she's
that's
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I just wanted to let y'all know, having this group and talking about it and the different challenges, you know, people have that have this, it goes a long way. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Oh.
Praying for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'll reach out to you,
yeah,
afterwards, but I'm definitely praying for her, and hopefully she's getting, you know, the treatment that she deserves there. I know she is. She's good about advocating,
yes,
for herself, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll also be praying for your mom. It's Jim. My mom had lymphedema, so that's where I got mine. But my mom had lymphedema, and I know how nerve-wracking and scary it can be the very first time they get rushed to the hospital, possibly because of a lymphedema-related incident. So I'll also be praying for you guys, because like I said, I know what that feels like. I have a very vivid memory of the first time it happened in my family. So I'll definitely be praying for you guys likewise.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, y'all keep doing
thank
what you do.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for listening. All right. Take care.
All right. Y'all do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Yeah. It's nothing when it's mom, you know? Like, that...
Yes.
That thing right there, when
mm-hmm,
life ceases to be whatever it was when it comes to mom, you know, and you have to
mm-hmm,
you have to rally around and do what you have to do, and yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm glad that you, Jim, you have the spoon, and you have the, you're learning how to use the spoon, because it's a really helpful tip, and it does help a lot. Like I said, when you don't want to say no, and it's not, I'm not saying no, I just really don't have it right now. So it helps you to advocate for yourself, which is always a good thing. So yes. All right, Miss Unique, anything else you would like to add about or tell us about the butterfly ball or the expo? I think we covered everything.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty comprehensive. I would just like to repeat that the website is SSYLExpo.com and ask you to share it with everyone you know and ask them to support. You can make a donation there. You can purchase a ticket for yourself. You can gift a ticket for someone else. But our goal is to raise $10,000 for these two wonderful organizations. We have about 40 of the 100 tickets that we have for the Butterfly Ball still left to sell. And my goal would be to sell them by the first week of May. And so if you can tell everybody you know, if you're in lymphedema groups and you're not talking about it, if you're not sharing, if you're not letting those warriors know that this event is also for them and these funds will benefit them, then I ask that you please do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Put it on your social media. Share it. Let people know. Tell people. Get people involved. And help make this the great event that it already is. But we need help.
Thank you.
So help Miss Unique make this an awesome, awesome event and something that's going to continue to happen. We need this. And those that are warriors of lymphedema and lipedema, they need this as well. So please think about buying a ticket, helping support, coming out, and that's it. That's all.
Well, thank you so much again for having me. I appreciate all of you sharing your collective struggles and, again, just showing your support. So I look forward to seeing everybody at the expo and the butterfly ball, and I can't wait to be in the photo with all of you.
Unique, I have
Absolutely.
A question.
Somebody had a question? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. When we share the information in the lymphedema group, if they would like for you to come in within the group, I know now Facebook is forever changing, but if they open up a chat and wanted to put you in the chat or maybe bring you into the group for a live, are you able to do that? Because I know that you're also, you know, you're working like the rest of us and also trying to put this together, but would you have a little bit of time to do that maybe?
I'll make the time, absolutely.
Okay.
I would love to be. I will make the time for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll be in Chicago next week, so I'll have limited time, but I will make the time any other as my time allows, for sure.
I will definitely continue to share the expo and the butterfly ball on my social media. You can look at it there, get the information and the website on Night Talks with Sasha on Facebook. You can also find the information on Night Talks with Sasha's Instagram page. But you can also go to the Supersize Your Life Expo website and get the information yourself. So you can find out about the tickets, ticket info, how to pay for it, and all of that. You can find it on the Supersize Your Life Expo. So thank you all for coming in and talking to me and my mentee. Mentee, did you enjoy your first night on Night Off with Sasha?
This has been an experience. It's been an experience. I will say that it's really enjoyable. I was just pretty much soaking everything in while you guys were talking. And I was kind of quiet. I was just taking everything in, really. But it's been an experience.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Well, good. I'm glad that you did. You're welcome to come back again whenever you like.
Okay. All right.
Just let me know, and you can be on another show.
All right, then. All right,
so,
I'll definitely do that.
Thank you so much
for
having me
again,
appreciate
Sasha. Oh, absolutely. Damn, absolutely. Lady T-Bird, thank you for coming on, Lady T. Even though I didn't put you on mute, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. You know, I didn't mean to. Anyone wants to give up? It had nothing to do with you talking a lot, ma'am. Don't do that. Anybody wants to tell somebody where they can find them? I give y'all that time. If you want to be in contact, if you want people to reach out to you, you know, social media-wise. Miss Unique, you want people to reach out? You don't need any more people to reach out to you. You're already good enough, right?
I don't have personal pages, really, but Our Instagram and IG, well, our Instagram Facebook pages are still the same, at SSYLExpo, and or at Juicy Peaches ATM.
Mhm. Yes, definitely. And if you wanting, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jam.
And if you want to find me, Jam, you can go on Instagram. My name is Jamila Coleman. And if you want to check out my really dope voice acting career, then you can check out my TikTok at Warrior Jam on TikTok.
Yes.
There's your girl voice acting out.
Yes, you are. I followed you. I looked at some of your videos.
Thank you. Lots more to come.
If you're looking for a really supportive plus size group that is family oriented and that will receive you with open arms, think about joining Juicy Peaches. If you are an SSBW and you need a safe place and you want to come out and have fun, you ready to open up and get back into life or get into life, and you want some place to go, think about joining Juicy Peaches. It's a great group. You've met quite a few. You've met the boss lady Peach, and you've met quite a few of the people that are in the group. And so I think you got a really good idea of what we all are about. Your family, and we care about each other. And, yeah, and you'll be welcome. So think about joining Juicy Peaches. Oh, that took a lot for me to do that because it was my safe space. But I'm doing what I have to do. Yes, I'm doing what I have to do. I want Juicy Peaches to get known. I want your message to be out there. So it needs to be out there. And so I put that aside and do what I need to do. All right. So I want to thank you all for coming on tonight. This has been another episode of Night Talks with Sasha. The next thing that is coming up, I don't know. I don't have my schedule in front of me. I know in June the 7th, I am going to have my all-male panel show. So it'll be me and four other guys, and we're going to be talking about life and the things, life and things. So I have questions that I want to be answered by these gentlemen. This should be really fun. This should be really fun. So if you have a question or something that you want to add and you want these gentlemen to answer, please email me at nighttalkswithsasha @69@gmail.com. nighttalkswithsasha69@gmail.com, and leave me your question. Just put in the subject of the male panel show, and I'll know what you're talking about. If you want to DM me on Instagram or Facebook, you may do that as well to leave your questions. If you want to appear on the show for whatever, if you got something that you want to promote, you're an author, if you got something that you want to talk about, let me know. You can contact me, and I'll get you on, and we'll see if it works, and if you fit, and I'm sure you will, because I love talking. But other than that, I want you all to have a great weekend. Be safe, be careful, go out, enjoy the sun, and just do something for yourself, and be good to yourself, and come back, because next Friday is an off day. But the Friday after next, I'll be here and you'll find me. Okay. So you all have a great night. Thank you all again. Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.